growing up in India, Pakistan, and then India, in the morning I always heard the Muslim priest call for worship. But it's just one phrase, God is great. But we know a God who's got a lot more attributes than just being great. So I asked my parents, what does that mean? They just mean God is great. Well, so how do you relate? How do you relate to this great God? And the Taj Mahal, you know, is a great example of Muslim architecture. And it has four small towers around the main building. And those towers were for the priest to go up and proclaim the greatness of God. But in our rendition of God's greatness, I could read to you what King David said in 1 Chronicles 29:11. Thine, O God, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. Look, five qualities of God mentioned in one sentence. Greatness, power, glory, victory, and majesty. And of these five qualities, the greatest is majesty. Because in Psalm 8, the same King David says, O Lord, O Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. He repeats it twice, in the beginning of the psalm and the end of the psalm. So, for this majestic God, we come and praise Him and try to relate not only to His greatness, but to His glory, His power, His victory, and majesty. Majesty is a pretty big word. What does it mean? It means that person is in complete control. It's even beyond victory. It's in complete control. So may we recognize our God as we, in this call of worship, the majestic nature of our God. So let's pray. Thank you, Lord, that you are in complete control of each of our lives. You even healed me of my broken arm. I thank you so much and praise you that it's such a privilege to get to know you better. In Jesus' name, amen.